Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard. Hey, thanks for joining us. You know, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about real food. Real food for our dogs and cats. What a concept. You know, dogs are not afraid of real food, but humans are. So we'll be right back to hear more from the Pet Chef on real food.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned. When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. Some of us will do just about anything to avoid making our own meals. We just love anything packaged. No fuss, no cleanup, no thinking. But you know, without microwave ovens, some people would probably literally starve. Or, horror of horrors, they might have to eat something raw and fresh. I've defended real food for our pets for many years, but the problem I see people have with fresh food is that they suspect it of all kinds of crimes, like E. coli or Salmonella. Then there's the food we think raises or lowers our blood pressure too much, or food we think we can overdose on, or the frightful PCBs and farmed fish, or the food that gives us gas. So the list goes on and on, and as a pet chef, primarily dealing with dogs, I talk food all day long, and it's quite humorous to listen to food stories and what people believe will happen if they feed their dog this or that. I find it's quite odd, really, that we are in love with not only fast and easy food, but food that is not really food at all. Let's take Velveeta cheese. At my dog chef kitchen one time, a couple came in to discuss dog food, and they weren't too up on the difference between processed food and real food. And the man said his favorite food was Velveeta cheese and shared it with his dog, who did have a serious case of pancreatitis. So they had just come from grocery shopping, and they had happened to have a box of Velveeta cheese in their car. And I suggested they bring it in, and let's take a look at the ingredients. And they found the only ingredient that sounded like real food to them was something like milk fat, and that was still processed. Processed food is such a big part of our lives that we can't imagine feeding our dogs anything else. But in my 20 years of teaching people how to feed their dogs naturally, I've never had a dog turn down fresh food, no matter how finicky their owners think they are. You know, dogs are not afraid of fresh food, but I find humans are. We suspect fresh food of everything from carrots will make a dog anemic, to garlic can drop a dog in an hour, to fresh meat will make my dog aggressive. And I've had vet techs email me around Thanksgiving with a long dissertation on how bad turkey is for dogs. And there's my favorite famous letter I have framed in my office from two women in Alabama informing me that their dog got real horny after eating raw eggs. Hey, watch out, Viagra. So I do agree. If you fed your dogs carrots every day and lots of them, things could go haywire. Or if you gorged your dog with turkey at Thanksgiving with all of the gravy and the stuffing, yes, your dog will have a problem. Unfortunately, what we seem to be in short supply of when it comes to fresh food is just plain old common sense. None of these people that I talked about mentioned that they were feeding a variety of foods or had any complaints about the ingredients in commercial pet food. Hey, how about the preservatives? The processed grains that are made to be fed to chickens, not dogs, the fillers, the byproducts, the gluten, the questionable protein sources, and when kibble goes bad, the mold that can kill a dog in less than 12 hours, or the botulism in canned food. Just as there should be a variety in a human's diet, there should be one in a dog's diet. And most Americans eat the same 10 foods a week. So how much nutrition can you get from eating 10 of the same foods your whole life? When you read ingredients from a package, ask yourself one question. Can myself or my dog vitally live a long and healthy life with this food? So we'll continue with our topic on feeding your pets naturally right after these messages from our wonderful sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to win with dogs. With me, Raquel Win. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. There's a long list of great foods to share with your dog, and we just have time for a couple. But I want you to remember to use common sense when you're starting out feeding your dog more natural type foods. Start out slow. And keep it in mind that each dog is as different as you are, and things will go in and come out differently. Now, the one number one thing that I always tell people to start your dog on right away, particularly dogs that have been on a lot of commercial food most of their life, I always tell them to get the dog on some sort of acidophilus or a probiotic. And if anything, if you're not going to plan on giving this to them on a daily basis, then you need to keep it on hand. And it's good for even humans. But you can find acidophilus in yogurt. The yogurt that has a live culture, it's usually a plain yogurt. It has a lactobacillus, which has a combination of different kinds of good bacteria. And these bacteria make for a really healthy intestinal tract and also help the dog to assimilate food. So the problem with most yogurt today is that it resembles dessert, and that's because of all the additives that have been put in, because people don't seem to like just plain yogurt. They want to have a lot of sugar, or even if it's yogurt that has a lot of fruit in the bottom, that's loaded with sugar. So stay away from giving that to your dog. If you want to eat it, that's okay, but don't give that to your dog. So what you need to do is look for the plain yogurt with live cultures. It'll say it right on the ingredients. Don't buy non-fat or low-fat yogurt, because they contain substituted ingredients, and a lot of those substituted ingredients are not good for you, your dog. So stick to the plain classic yogurt for your dog. Nothing in it. He's not going to sit around and go, boy, there's nothing in here. You know, just start out with like a tablespoon or so, or put it on your finger and stick it in his mouth. And if you gave that to him on a daily basis, that would help with adding some good bacteria, acidophilus, to his life. Or you can buy a probiotic for your dog. You can go to some place like petsage.com, P-E-T-S-A-G-E, petsage.com, and you can look for a product called Prozyme, P-R-O-Z-Y-M-E, or there's other probiotics you can buy at all the pet stores. There's also, you can buy Fast Track. And I kind of like those because you can keep those in your refrigerator, and that will restore good bacteria and help him assimilate his food. But it's also good for giving it to him after a round of antibiotics. Antibiotics will kill off that good bacteria. And if your dog has had a lot of antibiotic therapy, then what you need to do is restore it with probiotic. Now, here's a note about combining the two. You never do. You never combine a probiotic with an antibiotic, or you never give yogurt at the same time that you're giving antibiotics. There should be at least a four-hour difference in time that you give the two. You can give the antibiotic in the morning, and then in the afternoon give your dog the probiotic. But, or if it's more convenient, wait until after the round of antibiotics are over and then start them on a probiotic. But it is very necessary that they have some sort of a probiotic or something restoring the good bacteria. Now, this is my old, the next food would be something like my old standby, which I'm always talking about. I wish I could buy stock in this, in sardines, but I always talk about sardines because people seem to forget this, that canned sardines are really some of the best foods you can give your dog or your cat. And so I'm really always going to talk about them. You'll probably get tired of hearing me talk about sardines, but definitely canned sardines in water. It's very important that you pay attention to the fact that it's in water, not in oil, not in tomato sauce or some of the specialty kind of sardines that they have. And those can be found just about any grocery store or big box store. And they're probably a lot more inexpensive if you buy them at the big box store. Another good food, which is kind of odd, but is potatoes. And I know a lot of people get all pushed out of shape about potatoes. But the interesting thing about potatoes is the fact that you look for the less starchy potatoes, and that is the kind that have color inside, not so much the color on the outside like the skins, But the more color on the inside, the less starchy the potato. That's the rule of my potatoes. And I would prefer sometimes that people give their dogs potatoes instead of rice. And red and brown potatoes are all white on the inside, and that's harder to digest, and that creates sometimes a problem for dogs that have joint problems. So here's the rule, go for the gold. Something like a Yukon gold potato. It has a real rich, buttery taste, and it's kind of gold on the outside and very gold on the inside. Or you can go with a purple potato. Depends what part of the country you live in. It seems to be real popular more on the West Coast than in the center of the country. But purple potatoes are really a rich purple inside and out, and they're sweeter. They really have a sweeter taste, and they're very small. And of course, then there are the sweet potatoes, which are really not true potatoes. They are the root of a flowering plant. But the vitamin A in the form of beta carotene is in a sweet potato and is a powerhouse of good things for you and your dog. So here's a really good, fun snack for you and your dog, or you could have lunch together, is some purple potatoes or Yukon gold potatoes. Cook in your toaster oven for about 20 minutes. At 350 degrees, cut them up in little bits and drizzle some good olive oil over them. And there's your powerhouse of energy. It'll give you energy for the rest of the day, and it's really good for your dog. It'll act as a little bit of a filler. My third food would be papaya. This is papaya is fed to dogs, and people eat it all over the world, but particularly in South America. And everybody calls it the enzyme factory. Papaya is loaded with chock full of enzymes and has invaluable aids for digestion. If your dog has a digestion problem, papaya is just nothing. You just can't beat it. And it also has a really low sugar content and a really superior source of vitamin C. So it's also a good treat for your dog. You can cut it up into a small cube and give it to him sparingly at first so he gets used to it. He might want to play with it for a while, but that's okay. And just give him a small, tiny bit. But another good thing is papaya seeds, and there are a lot of seeds in papaya, but you need to save those. You put them in a little freezer bag, and you freeze them for when your dog has diarrhea or has an upset stomach. And what you do is you take those seeds, you can put them in a blender, blend them up. They have a little liquid to them, and then you put that into your dog's food, or you just stick them right into your dog's mouth. And that'll help with that diarrhea, I guarantee you. People all over the world understand that and use it. So, you know, all over the world, dogs are fed every food imaginable. So I've just given you a small example of food that you and your dog should not be afraid of and that you can share with your dog. And I hope you try at least one or two of these, particularly the Prozyme, the probiotics. Start your dog on that right away so you can start moving into some of the other food. So we're kind of like out of time, and I want to thank our producer for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, dogchefdetective.com or dogchefs.com. And if you'd like transcripts of this show or any of the great shows on Pet Life Radio Network, go to petliferadio.com and click on the Pet Chef. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at petliferadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.